Let's speak to Mike Davidson. Mike, good morning.
Hello there, Adrian.
So I'm told that you converted yourself from being gay to straight.
No, well, no? That's a term that I would never use.
Well, what did you do then?
Conversion therapy is really a pejorative term, I think, that is used against people who at some point decide they don't want to continue with homosexual feelings and decide to move away from them. And I think that we need to respect people who realize they have choices around the feelings that they find that they have. So that's what I did.
Let's be clear about this then, that you were attracted to men.
Yes, definitely. For as long as I can remember, I had those feelings. I also had other feelings. Some people want to call me bisexual. I think these labels are very inadequate, but be that as it may, that's what some people would say. So,
let me just explore this then, Mike. You were attracted to men, and instead of accepting that impulse in yourself, why did you seek to change it, or to deny the expression of those feelings?
I did accept it and did go in that direction and did live to a certain extent in that way. But I also had the desire to marry and to have children. And that's the direction that I went in. Now, I was conflicted in that, but there came a point where I decided that I wanted to live as a man with my wife and have children, and that was needed to be the consistent way that I lived. So I worked to reduce those feelings. And I think that that's a valid choice for some people, and therefore we need to respect those who wish to move away from homosexuality if they can and if that is what they want.
Well, I mean, clearly, if people choose to get married and have children in the conventional way, that's up to them. Nobody's criticising that choice. But what was it about being gay that made you feel conflicted?
The issue was that I was trying to go in two directions, and that's not fair to the woman I married or to the children I fathered. And that was the basis of my decision, that I wanted to be consistent. I had a choice to make, and my decision and my decision with my partner and with my children was to stay within the marriage that I had built.
So what about that then, Mike? I mean, Lawrence would, you know, suggest that you are, you know, inherently attracted to men, regardless of the lifestyle choice that you've made.
Well, I'm sorry to tell Lawrence that he's wrong in that. I have a normal sexual relationship with my wife. My children have grown up in my home, and those feelings have diminished. Now, I'm not going to say I've never had another thought, but the fact is, human sexuality, children are not born gay or straight. We do not have straight children or gay children. I know that that is what the gay lobby wants to tell us, that homosexuality is fixed and innate. But there is no consistent scientific evidence that is teaching us. And that's the basis of the controversy here.